Good afternoon, everyone. I didn't decide to spook you. Charleston thought it would be mean.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
We're playing nice this week. Psych, boo! Ooh, I thought I got you. I'm just kidding. Okay.
That didn't even work.
No, see, it came out of nowhere. That's what was scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, this week we're playing a game that I thought would be really fun, because I used to play a game sort of like it called Super Fights, where you would just draw random character cards, and it would create, like, a superhero, and then you would have to debate your superhero.
That's cool.
And stuff like that. I think for the winner for this, I'll put a poll on the YouTube, I'll put a poll on the Instagram, for our teams, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, this week, we are going to... Oh, I'm Cruz.
I'm Jocelyn.
Cruz versus Jocelyn this week.
Well, we should come up with team names.
Oh, God.
We could do it at the end or at the beginning. I don't know.
Let's do them right now.
Does that mean you have a good one?
No, I don't
have anything.
I just want to label them already.
Okay.
What's your team?
No, you go first. I don't know.
First, I'll give you some time to think.
Uh-huh.
I'll explain what we're doing.
Okay.
So, a lot of times I see these things that's like, you get $10 to make your team. Who's your... Like, you get $8 to choose these people to help you. The other ones will kill you. So, I decided to give each of us $20 for these characters on screen... the Spotify and Apple Music. Speaking of which, we're on Apple Music now. I guess we always were.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't realize it.
Yeah.
So it's probably better if you watch on YouTube this week. But if not, then I'll explain briefly. You get $20 to assemble at most 6 characters. Because we're trying to make this like horror Avengers versus.
Yeah.
Another horror Avengers. So, Jocelyn's gonna make a team, and I'm gonna make a team privately, and then we're gonna share our teams, and then we're gonna debate each other's. And I was thinking maybe we could do, I speak for a couple minutes just on my side, and then you speak for just you talk for a couple minutes to, fight for your side and stuff like that.
We'll see, yeah.
We each get $20, and I'll list off the characters. So for $5, you can buy Pennywise, Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, and Beetlejuice. For $3, you can buy a classic werewolf, the Marshmallow Man, Puff Man, from Ghostbusters, who has the funniest face ever, Chucky and Jack Skellington. For $1, you can buy... Wednesday Addams, The Wicked Witch of the West, Casper, or Coraline.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, I could buy all 4 of the $5 ones, but Jocelyn could buy, all of the $3 ones.
I could get all the $5 ones.
You're going to choose all the $5
ones? No, I could.
Well, then I'm going to choose all the $3 ones, and then, a couple of fives. I don't know. We'll see. Okay. All right. So, how should we go about? Did you think of a team name yet?
I'm deciding between a couple.
Okay. What's your couple that you're deciding?
No, I'm not doing that.
All right.
You go first.
My team is. My team is team. Team Big Spook Energy. We have Spook Energy, and now you can't choose that. So that automatically means you don't have Big Spook Energy.
I wasn't going to.
Okay, well, what's your team name?
The Scream Queens.
The Scream Queens.
Dun, dun, dun. Jinx, what the heck?
All right. So, okay, you just want to make... Okay, so before we make our teams, Jocelyn doesn't know a lot about the characters. And I'm guessing some people might not know a lot about some of these characters, so I will give a brief pros and cons to each character. So, Pennywise, pros, he's a shapeshifter. He can shapeshift into what you fear. He's really good against kids, but he's okay against adults, just not as much as kids.
Yeah.
Cons is that if you bully him, he'll turn into a shriveled, dull ball sack. other cons, you can avoid him pretty easily if you just don't focus on him. Yeah, Michael Myers, pros. He can basically teleport, as you'll see when we watch the movies, although he just basically probably just walks really fast. He's really creepy. He's very good at decorating bodies. Cons, he can probably outrun him. Yeah. But he's definitely a $5 one because he's insane during the movies. Jason, he's really strong. I'm going to go on the version that is after part 5 or 6, whichever one he gets resurrected in. So basically he can like almost not die. He's really, really tough. He has a machete as his base weapon. Michael Myers has a kitchen knife. Cons, if you start insulting his mother, he'll probably get really mad. If you look like his mom, then he'll treat you better. He might not kill you.
I like that.
He's easy to fool, pretty much. So he's kind of like Thor.
Okay.
Beetlejuice, cons. He's dumb. You have to say his name 3 times, but your team could probably just say his name and unleash him.
Sure.
Pros, he can transport you into different dimensions.
So this is the Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he's the Beetlejuice as the Doctor Strange of our scary Avengers. Yeah, pretty much. You've seen Beetlejuice. Everyone's seen Beetlejuice.
Yes.
He can turn into a giant worm. I don't know. Stuff like that. So yeah, the werewolf, pros, super strong.
He just really wanted a werewolf on this list.
Werewolves are cool.
He couldn't really figure out why. He just really wanted one on
this
list.
They're cool. Pros, they're really strong. They're fast.
Yes.
Cons is like, you can kill it with a silver bullet. If you wait till daytime, you can probably kill
it. I was going to say, you could put a team of vampires up against it.
Probably. Marshmallow Man, pros, he's cute. He's huggable.
Yes.
He's huge. Jinx.
Okay.
Cons, he's sticky.
He's happy.
He can melt. So that's a con. Chucky, pros.
He's small.
He's small. He's a doll, so he's easy to blend in.
Scares kids. Scares adults.
Cons, he's a doll, so you can, as shown in the most recent Chucky movie, not the newest one, the most recent one in, like, the continuity that everyone likes, you can just pin him against a wall. You can literally just pick Chucky up and put him against a wall. Like,
you could.
But at the same time, he's vicious. He's a vicious little creature. Jack Skellington, pros, he knows how to make potions.
He's lengthy.
He is very lengthy.
Look at him.
He can perform musical numbers. He's like a what's that? He's a bard. He's like the person in the old times that plays music for the team. He's the little drummer boy of your
That's
of your
Jack
army.
Skellington. He's the little drummer boy.
Yeah. He's a good leader type. All of his bones can just kind of like fall apart. Like he literally can pick his head off. So he can reassemble himself pretty well. Cons.
He can reassemble himself.
Yeah. Cons, he's scared of big men full of spiders and bugs.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Wednesday Addams, pros. She's good at traps. She is very sarcastic. Cons, she's very sarcastic. She's human, which is pretty much a con in this world. Yeah, good with explosives, I think. Or is that her brother? I don't know. Wicked Witch of the West, cons, water.
Ruby slippers.
Pros,
houses.
She can fly.
Cons, houses.
Yeah.
Flying
she just
houses.
Got yeeted. Pros, can she make tornadoes?
I'd say like flying monkeys and stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely a pro. Flying monkey. She can use her crystal ball.
The freaking broom.
The broom. I don't know if she has like powers though. I think she can use magic.
I mean, she's intimidating.
In The Great and Powerful Oz, the movie.
She
the movie,
sounds gross.
Yeah, that's true. okay, Casper, pros. He's cool.
He's super cool.
He's funny.
He's chill, laid back.
He can go through walls. Mm-hmm. He's not, like, materialistic. Mm-hmm. Can he possess people, you think? I think that's a thing that they can... I think that's a thing that the other ghosts can do in his cartoon.
He just probably doesn't.
I'm going to say that he can, but he usually doesn't. Cons, he's really nice. He'd probably just want to make friends before kill anyone. Yeah. And then lastly, we have Coraline. Pros, she's a good problem solver.
She's very sarcastic.
Very sarcastic.
She's not scared of very much.
She's not scared, yeah.
Of, like, anything, right. So...
Yeah, she has that cat that helps her. She has that thing that she can look through that helps her.
Find lost things.
Yeah. She sees things for what they are mm-hmm. and not what they appear to be. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, with that said, I think we should just take a moment. I'll pause the podcast so that way we can assemble our teams.
We'll make our teams.
We're going to make our teams, then we're going to hop back. And we're back. So,
do you want to... We probably, like, we're like, hey, we'll be back in a second. Pause, blank, now we're back.
I'll put a little, like... I'll put a little, like, caw-caw or something to, like, call us back or something. Or, like, a ring. like a shimmering, I don't know, like, magic
like
princess
little,
wand. Kind of, woo, or something. Or, like, a clock tower going, dong. I don't know. I'll put them all in at the same time. No, that'd be so distracting. Okay. So, do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, mine's kind of like classic Avengers. I kind of like based it off
of
them.
Of course you did.
Kind of.
I did a different kind of method, so.
Okay. Okay, so I have Jason and Pennywise as like my two big boys.
Okay.
They're kind of like my Iron Man and Captain America.
Okay.
For my Black Widow, I got Wednesday. Mm-hmm. For my Hulk, I have the Marshmallow Man.
Mm-hmm.
For my, I guess, Thor, you could say Werewolf.
Okay.
And for my Hawkeye, I put Casper. For all different reasons that I'll get into when we start debating.
Okay. So I did mine not based off of Avengers.
Okay.
I did
Are they all girls?
No.
Because they're the Scream Queens.
I did base it off their screaming, like, screaming. Like, I thought of them, like, these were the most, either they brought screams or they scream. I don't know why.
Casper is definitely the one to scream. Casper's like, ah, like,
well,
all
I
the
didn't
time.
Well, I didn't choose Casper.
Okay.
Okay, for my $5, I also chose Jason and Pennywise.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then I have $2, $3. I have a werewolf and Chucky.
Okay.
And then my $1 is Wicked Witch of the West and Coraline.
Okay. I feel you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, so do you want to go first in the debating, or do you want me to go first in the debating?
Are we going to go, like, back and forth or all at once?
We can do... Do you want to do, like... Do you want to have a minute to talk for just you, or just, like, 2 minutes or 3 minutes?
Well, I'm not very good at talking.
But I feel like once you get going, you'll be like, this person's gonna crush your person by doing this, and this person's gonna crush
your
person by
doing
this.
I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
Nah, you'll be fine. How long do you want?
I don't know.
I'll just set it at 2 minutes.
1 minute.
1 and a half minutes.
What?
1.5 minutes for a timer.
10 seconds.
And then that's it. It's over.
For my whole team?
For your whole team, for at least like a round one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you want me to show you my list so that way you can kind of like see who my characters are?
What are we basing round one off of?
Just they see each other on the street, they know the other guy's the bad guy, and it's time to fight. All right, or not the street. They see each other in a spooky forest.
Okay, you're it's going, a spooky you're forest. Going first.
I'm gonna make this an animated episode.
You're going first.
There's a spooky forest, and they all see each other. The Marshmallow Man can not really see them because they're underneath the
okay,
trees.
Okay, are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Okay.
Okay.
Alright, I'm gonna start the timer. Okay. Okay, so I think my Jason would probably be busy with your Jason.
Yeah.
Which is a problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think my Pennywise would attempt to go for your Coraline, but she's too sarcastic, I feel like. I feel like he'd maybe lure her in, because she falls for the other mother at the beginning of the movie. So I think he could maybe lure her in and kind of trick her. And then maybe, like, my Wednesday could trap her. Because Wednesday is a very good, like, I feel like she'd be good at, like, setting up traps and stuff. Oh my god, my time's running out so fast. Okay. My Marshmallow Man, I feel like, could maybe crush your Wicked Witch of the West because he's also thick like a house. My werewolf, maybe my werewolf can go after your Jason, and then maybe my Casper can attempt to possess your Chucky, but then Chucky's already a possessed thing, so I don't know how, like, they would have some, like, possessed fight. They're in Chucky's body, like, in his brain, like, fighting each other, like the serial killer, and then Casper is also trying to, like, win and stuff, but I don't know. Well, I don't know. Oh, God, how much time? Oh, my God! And I don't know. I don't know how well your Pennywise would do against my Wednesday, because she's... my time's up.
Okay.
Oh, jeepers. That was a very quick round for me to get a lot of thoughts out. Okay.
Well, okay.
All right, so that's my... those are my opening... those are my opening arguments. Same exact thing as yours? No, I feel like...
see your list.
What?
I gotta see your list.
Oh, I'll show you. I just gotta start the time. Okay, you ready?
This is Jaws on inside. The spot. Me mumbling my words because I can't get words
okay.
out.
Okay, you got this. You got this. Just pronunciation.
Pronunciation or... Pronunciation.
There you go. You're already beating me. Yep. All right. Ready?
Go.
Go.
So... I feel like the what? No. I should have thought this out before doing this. Chucky could totally tame your Marshmallow Man. Totally. Jason. I feel like Jason would be all over, like, maybe Wednesday.
Teenager.
Freaking teenager.
Makes sense, actually.
He's attracted to them.
Whoa.
werewolf versus werewolf, of course. Mm-hmm. There's no other way. Pennywise. Casper? Because Casper's too nice, I guess.
About that. Casper is a kid.
Yeah. Wicked Witch of the West. It's honestly probably... best friends with Marshmallow Man because they're both trying to stay away from the water, so I don't really have I don't really have anything for that, so Coraline, she could probably, like, trick Casper or Pennywise or the Marshmallow Man. I don't know. She does have a cat. She could, like, send it after werewolf or something.
That's true. That's true. Okay. So, basically, your arguments were werewolf versus werewolf for the most part.
Sure.
Your Pennywise after my Casper.
Mm-hmm.
And my Marshmallow Man from your Chucky, right? Because I feel like my Marshmallow Man would have a hard time trying to find Chucky. he feels like a little cut in him, and he's like, where was it? Like, he's trying to look at his calf and stuff, but he's too thick, so he can't.
And isn't he, like, slow?
He's really slow. He's so slow.
Maybe werewolf versus Marshmallow Man. That would be cool, too.
Maybe. Oh, my God. He could eat the Marshmallow Man so fast. Oh, no. Oh my god, okay. man, okay. Who do you have on yours again? I forgot. Okay, so my Wednesday. What did I say my Wednesday would take? Maybe your Coraline. That'd be funny fight. Wednesday versus Coraline. They just whoever can come up with
you're
the
both
most
looking
sarcastic.
At each other, they're like, "Well, what's up? How you doing?
What's up? How you doing? This sucks."
They're stupid.
They're like,
so.
"Do you want to hang out after this?" Yeah. Okay, cool. Like, they're so just like over it. But okay, so yeah, Pennywise, I feel like could probably get my Casper, but he probably wouldn't be able to eat them just because Casper isn't a person. But I feel like he could lure them in.
For sure.
He could probably. Lure
Casper is so gullible; it's crazy.
I forgot what I said against your people.
See?
Oh, I said that my Pennywise could lure in your Coraline for a moment.
Yeah.
And then maybe someone else could fight them back.
Yeah.
What I'm wondering is maybe my like Casper could possess the werewolf, my werewolf, and then I could have a flying werewolf.
Okay, now you're but I also have Wicked Witch of the West. So
my god.
I have those stinking flying monkeys.
I forgot about those monkeys.
Werewolf. The monkeys have stupid hats on.
Yeah.
Werewolf.
Okay, here's a scenario.
Okay.
My Marshmallow Man is getting wrecked by your Chucky, right?
Okay.
So what does Wednesday do? She puts a bomb inside my Marshmallow Man, blows him up, and now your team is all sticky now. And that's just annoying
you
for your
blew
team.
Up your Marshmallow Man
we
just so you can
we
make our team
he took a sacrifice
sticky.
To make your team super sticky.
Imagine could if you, it didn't work.
Could you imagine if your team was full of marshmallows? Like, marshmallow fluff?
This sounds like a Teen Titans episode or something like that.
That would be awesome. I don't know. I kind of like... Oh, man. We're not the deciders, though.
No.
The people are the voters.
If they even vote.
If they even
listen.
I will also put it on my Instagram. I'll put a picture of all the people that you have versus all the all the pictures of people I have. And then I'll put, like, a little voter thing.
Put the list on.
Yeah. Man. Okay. So, I'd say we're pretty tied at the moment.
Well, obviously, you know, we both think we're doing pretty good, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We need, like, another random scenario that would, like, maybe in space. What would happen if we were in space?
Your Marshmallow Man would be a goner.
No, you know what would happen?
So would your Casper.
My Marshmallow Man would get super thick.
<He's already
laughs> the gravity, like, the zero gravity would
That's
just
rough.
Puff him up a ton, I feel like.
He'd be even slower.
But he'd be even thicker with like 3 C's.
I feel like my witch would just like die.
Would just chill. Jason has been to space before, so he'll adapt. Because there was like robots that like saved his life while they were on a spaceship. My Pennywise would definitely survive because he's from space. I don't know. Do ghosts survive in space? Would my Casper make it?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That's I've never seen a ghost movie where the ghost is in space.
Exactly.
So, I don't know.
Exactly.
Wednesday, I feel like could make it, but I don't think she'd be amused.
Coraline could make it.
She could make it. She's been to a different dimension.
She would be
before,
so amused.
She's been to a different dimension. My werewolf would probably just tear right through his suit. So pretty much we both just have Jason and our Pennywises, and I maybe have Wednesday, and my Marshmallow Man is just floating off in the distance somewhere.
Yeah.
He's like trying to fight, but he's like, I can't reach you. He's like, come over here and I'll fight you.
I feel like the witch would be pointless at that point. Like, her broom probably wouldn't work, and the monkeys wouldn't be there.
You know what they say, magic doesn't work in space.
Exactly.
You know what I think, though? I think that your Coraline would be distracted from my Marshmallow Man and want to eat him.
Is that what you think?
And then while that's happening, she's like, whoa, it's all marshmallows, and just wants to eat it. So you know what happens while she's trying to eat my marshmallow? Boom! Werewolf. Out of nowhere.
That's the wackest scenario.
I don't know. It might work.
This is space we're talking about.
Oh, I forgot. Crap. I don't know. I'll put a jetpack on them or something. I don't know. Oh, man. Well, I feel like our Jasons are just going to have like a machete throwing fight.
It's just going to be a Jason fight.
Yeah, pretty much. At the end of the day, it's just Jason versus Jason these days.
And then Coraline and Wednesday are just like buds.
Yeah. We need another scenario.
I don't have another scenario.
Who would be the best at... Who's like the most ultimate super villain? Like, or not super, who's like the ultimate horror movie villain?
Who do I think of?
Yeah. Like, who would be able to take down, whose team would be able to take down the Thanos of the thing? Because, like, right now, we got Team Cap and Team Iron Man right now. Which one are you? I don't care. But, like, right now we're both Avengers teams and we're just, like, split up right now. Your team Iron Man?
Going for that Oscar.
Fine. Well, he's not going to win, so.
I don't know. Everyone loves him.
Well, that sucks.
I don't think he's that sucks or that sucks?
That sucks. I don't even think he's on the list for the best Oscar. I don't even think he's on the list for best actor for the Oscars. I think Endgame is for best picture, but I don't think he's on there for best actor.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, we could just stop our team there and make new teams. But I feel like that takes time. It took me time to find the pictures for these and everything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. Or we could do, like, another round of this another time.
Maybe.
We could, like, think of all the things that we didn't even put in here.
Yeah, I know.
Like, Slappy the Dummy. I didn't even think about that. The dummy from Goosebumps.
I don't watch Goosebumps. I know who it is. Ooh, I know who.
What?
The girl with the pigtails from Toy Story 3. Toy Story
4. Wait. 3. Oh, okay. For a second, I thought you were talking about... What's her face? Darla? From Finding Nemo.
She's on there, too.
Yeah, she's scary. She's like... Fishy, fishy, and she's like destroying the kid. Yeah, she's like destroying the fish. I'm like, oh my god.
She's so loud.
That's true. Okay, here's a scenario. Our team is versing each other. Our two teams are versing each other, except they're blind.
Who would do the best? Casper.
Let's see. I don't know. Well, Casper can Casper get hit? Can you punch Casper?
That's what I'm saying.
The only person that I think could have a chance at my Casper is your Pennywise. Other than that, I don't think anyone that you have could get it. Jesus, I can't talk.
I feel like the werewolf, even if it was blind, it would just, like, rampage.
That's true.
Like, go crazy. Hopefully it hits someone.
That's true. I feel like... I feel like even if my Pennywise is blind, he could still maybe lure Coraline in. Maybe killer?
No.
I don't know.
I feel like Coraline would do pretty well. She would just kind of sit there and be like, well.
There's no chance your Pennywise is coming after my Wednesday, though. Your Pennywise comes after my Wednesday? She's just like, dude, stop. You're not scary. You're not even cool. The old Pennywise was better than you.
Dang.
Just like, get wrecked. That'd be like the most biggest middle finger ever.
Hmm.
I like how none of us would like. None of us chose even Beetlejuice.
No, thank you.
Why not?
I really wanted Jack Skellington, but he didn't have a screen feel.
Okay, I feel you. Who did we not do? So did we just not choose Jack?
And Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice and Michael Myers.
And Michael Myers, yeah.
I feel that. I for sure wasn't going to choose Jack, no matter what. Just because I feel like he didn't have a lot of abilities.
I thought he would have been cool to have on my team.
Yeah, he's a leader
but then
type,
but
he's
then
not
I realized
much
I'm
of
like,
a fighter.
What does he do?
Yeah.
But, like, then again, like, what does Coraline do, you know? She's just, like... Yeah.
She's very investigative.
She's just smart, you know?
Yeah, she's like Batman.
She's like Batman.
Coraline equals Batman. Change my mind.
She freaking fought a spider.
That yeah,
like
that's true.
Five
Pennywise
times
is
her
a spider at the
five
end.
Five times her size.
That's true. That's true.
And then threw it down a well.
Oh, that's true. But.
It's bonkers.
But. My werewolf could probably outrun your Coraline.
Yeah, well, I didn't say she was the fastest little kid in the village. She's like, how old? Like 10?
I don't know, I think she's like 10. Something like that. Yeah. Who? I don't know. Who do you think won?
I think you did a better job explaining. Doesn't mean I don't still like my team, because I gotta stick to my team, man.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I think we should see who would probably die on each of our teams in order.
Okay, I like that.
I think that, like...
Like, who would die first?
Yeah. I feel like who would die first on my team is probably Marshmallow Man.
Okay, mine is Wicked Witch of the West, so...
Definitely.
For sure.
Wicked Witch of the West? Who you all got on there? You think Coraline's gonna outlast the Wicked Witch of the West?
Yes.
Alright.
Wicked Witch of the West, Coraline... Maybe I think that because... In The Wizard of Oz, like...
She's died right
She's, like, defeated, you know what I mean? She gets defeated.
Yeah, but then she comes back.
But Coraline doesn't get defeated, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Maybe that's why I think so.
Yeah. I would say after my Marshmallow Man, I feel like you'd probably kill my... It's a toss-up between, like... Wednesday or Casper, I feel like you would kill next.
Yeah.
I feel like Wednesday, because I just feel like our Jasons would be occupied with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they'd be confused that there's another Jason, and they'd be like, what? What the heck? Pennywise would last a while, but I think your Pennywise would die pretty quick.
That's what I thought.
Due to my Wednesday just bullying the crap out of her.
I feel like...
Him. Her? I don't know. Whoop. It's like... I don't know. I don't know if Pennywise has, like, a gender.
We're not doing that.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like your Pennywise would probably die from my Wednesday. Unless you had, like, another character to kill my Wednesday before I could get to your Pennywise.
I feel like my Chucky would be third.
Yeah. Who do you think would win in a fight, my Wednesday or your Chucky?
Chucky.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Actually, I could maybe see that, because he'd probably be like, he'd probably reveal himself to Wednesday, and then she'd be like, oh, whatever. I'll keep you, you're chill. Mm-hmm. You want to smoke a cigarette with me? Cool.
Wow.
And then Chucky's just like, yeah! But then Wednesday's like, also stabbing him as he stabs her, and they die at the same time because they both realize that they need to kill the other one.
Dang, that was
brutal. Poetic.
That was I
didn't even realize
that. Mean something?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
I don't even know.
What are you doing?
I don't know. That Joker movie got me shook. I'm kidding. Okay, Wednesday's next. Casper. Because Casper can just, like, fly away, you know? Mm-hmm. He can just, like, hang out. And he's not going to get hit,
you know? I don't even
hit,
feel like
he
would bother anybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He seems so nice.
Yeah. If I can kill... If my team, without Casper, can kill the rest of your team, mm-hmm. and they all die, as long as Casper's still standing...
He's the last one.
I'll win.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like since he stays out of it, he's going to be the last one alive. Mm-hmm. But, like, strength-wise, he's obviously not going to
Here's
last.
A scenario. Okay. There is a... There's a final girl mixed with Van Helsing. The final girl always takes down the bad guy. Mm-hmm. Always destroys him until the next movie. Van Helsing, ultimate monster hunter. Which of our teams would be able to survive the good guy the longest? Because honestly, in our scenario, the Thanos of our superhero Marvel universe is like the ultimate good guy. Which to me would probably be the kid from the original Chucky. Who is, Charlie? Yeah, I think Charlie. Something like that. And he grows up, and he's, like, he's all decked out. He lives in a cabin, one that I am so jealous of.
Of course.
And it's all decked out with guns, safety equipment. Like, he's so paranoid over anything that could happen. And, like, he's ready for Chucky to come back. And he, like, literally keeps a Chucky doll for, like, some reason. I can't remember what he does with it, but I don't know. He keeps it for some reason, I think, so that way, like, he can torture it. He keeps a Chucky doll to torture it, I think. And, yeah. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jocelyn's over here messing with a stuffed bunny.
Oh,
and she's like
bunny.
Just moving it around. It's so weird. So yeah, which
me.
Of our teams would
me.
You
Mine.
Think your team?
Yep.
Why do you think your
Why
team?
Why do you think your team?
Do you want me to give you a minute and a half?
No.
You're getting a minute and a half.
Please don't.
You get a minute and a half.
No.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
So, why do you think your team's going to survive?
Just because I got to stick to my team.
Just because you feel like your team?
Yeah.
Okay, explain yourself.
I just said, just because I have to support them.
That's your only reason?
Because I feel like I have more... I don't know. Main, like, strong characters. You have, like, the Marshmallow Man and Casper.
Yeah, I feel like my Marshmallow Man would probably be toast real quick. Or should I say s'mores real quick? Alright. I feel like maybe Casper could, like,
maybe.
Convince the bad guy to just walk away.
Or
like he's just
my
like,
team
he's like,
would do better.
Casper's just like, guys, get back. I got this. And then she's like, hey, what's going on, buddy? Oh, man, you know, I really like what you've done with your hair recently. It looks really cool. And then just, like, gets the good guy to just walk away, you know? Doesn't even have to fight.
I don't know. That wasn't the question.
All right, fine. If there's a fight, I would say Pennywise is out. Adults... Not a ton of an effect. Jason is probably pretty equal, so he'd probably be like the last to fight.
I feel like the only one on my team that would be out is Coraline, because I don't feel like I can see her in a fight.
You don't think that the ultimate good guy has a silver bullet and a shotgun? Your werewolf's out. My werewolf's out, too. But if I'm thinking of the ultimate good guy, he's probably ready, or she, probably ready for, like, that that occurrence. Probably knows what's coming, you know? Any other thoughts?
No.
No? What would your characters do in this scenario?
Oh my gosh!
What? I just want to hear what your thought process is.
I don't know. Like, we did enough scenarios.
You guys can choose who wins.
I'm getting tired.
Jocelyn's tired. You can go take a nap with your rabbit stuffed animal.
Bunny,
my bad. So, you guys can decide who wins. Do you want to read off the teams again? Just in case they skip to the end. Like a bunch of losers. I'm just kidding. You guys aren't losers. I love you.
Okay.
Okay. Jocelyn's team. The Scream Queens.
Pennywise. Chucky. Wicked Witch of the West. Coraline. Werewolf. And Jason.
My team. Big Spook Energy.
I forgot that's what it's called.
Jason. Pennywise. Werewolf. Wednesday Addams. Casper. And in the back of them, the Marshmallow Man. I have a literal Hulk on my team, but he's a soft Hulk. He's a cuddly one.
He's a soft girl.
He's a soft girl. Is the Marshmallow? No, I'm pretty sure it's Marshmallow Man.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. See, because I got some cuddly ones. Marshmallow Man, Casper. Casper's a cutie. Not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
But That's just our teams. Those are our teams. You guys can decide. I'll put a vote in the YouTube. I don't know if you guys can. Can you comment on Spotify? I don't know if that's a thing you can do.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. If you're on Spotify, just go to our Instagram at @barely_adults. Go to our YouTube. Jesus. Go to our YouTube Barely Adults podcast. And you can leave a comment. I'll also have a poll on the YouTube video, because that's a thing you can do, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And we'll put polls on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And next podcast we'll reveal who the ultimate winner was. I'm not even gonna put on our Instagram, I won't even put like whose team is who.
Okay.
So they can just decide unbiasedly.
I mean, I think they'll get that yours is Big Spook Energy and mine is Scream Queens.
Probably. But, you know,
but
it's
you
all right.
Go ahead.
It's
all right. Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know who we should? We should have Reese go on. Because he's good at debating, I feel like. He would be like, my person's better because Big Spook Energy. I don't know. We'll see. I think we're going to do a ranking video over that's way down the line, but because I remember before October we were gonna make a podcast over which like old TV shows should come back.
Oh yeah,
remember that? Because I just opened that list when I went into my notepad. Mm-hmm. So we'll do that probably in November, I guess, then. Yeah, next podcast, I don't even know what the next podcast will be. I don't think we planned it.
It'll be a surprise for the both of us.
Yep. Oh, there's going to be a two-parter.
Oh,
there's going to be a two-parter.
We're not gonna
I won't tell you
right
what
now.
It is.
Yeah.
One is with Jocelyn, the other one is with Kaiser. Maybe a three-parter if Reese wants to come.
Which is his brother.
Which is my brother, yeah. If Reese wants to come, we'll make it a three-parter, but.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll make those podcasts shorter just in case people. Because that's a lot of time to invest in. Just our podcast. I know you guys have other podcasts to listen to, but honestly, I think we're doing pretty good right now for like views and stuff.
I'd say we're pretty steady.
It's been going up a little bit since Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. Joker review is kind of but a lot of people are uploading Joker reviews, so it's kind of hard to find ours.
I mean, we've only started. We started this like 2 months ago, so I mean,
yep.
We're doing pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good.
For starting 2 months ago.
I think so.
You guys don't even listen to the whole thing.
Because a lot of what happens is, like, people either listen to the whole thing or they listen to, like, none of it.
Like, so, if we put the link on something, like, on social media,
people will swipe up click, and then
they'll click down. On it, and then they'll see it, and then they'll be like, oh, wait, never mind. It's, like, an hour long, it's and whack. Then they'll back yeah. on out.
Back on
I mean.
Out. That's what she said. Yep. So, yeah. You guys decide who wins in the comments. Vote for the best team. Honestly, if you guys have any supporting points, leave them down below. I want to hear what other people say.
Mm-hmm.
On, like, why your team might be my team, or maybe why my team would beat your team.
Or who we should have added to the list.
Who would you, on what I really want to know, who would you guys put on your, mm-hmm. not even from, like, the characters that we put, but, like, mm-hmm. who would you put on your base team?
Yeah.
Fair teams, okay? You can't just have all top-tier people on your team, okay? That's cheating.
I don't know.
Okay? What, you
gotta have those underdogs, I get it,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, Black Widow is not a top-tier superhero, but she's still important. Hawkeye's not, although he's really cool.
Oh, he's my favorite.
But, you know. All right, we'll see you guys probably in a couple days, honestly.
Yeah.
Because we're uploading bonus one after bonus one.
Yeah.
So, if you haven't checked that out already, we did It Chapter 2 review. We did Joker review. Zombieland Double Tap review is going to come out that week that we see that movie. So,
yes.
It's going to be lit. So, hope you guys enjoyed. Stay spooky. We're just a couple of adults.
Barely.
Boo! Oh, I got them. I totally got them that time. Totally got them. Comment if I got you. Leave a like if I got you. Okay, we're done now.